When US officials confirmed earlier in the week that a bomb plot originating in Yemen had been foiled, they said Americans were never at risk. It's now becoming clear why that was the case. According to reports from Washington, the would-be bomber was in fact a plant working for Saudi Arabia or the CIA. Barbara Miller reports.
The story of the underwear bomb Mark II has taken another intriguing twist. US media is reporting that the man selected by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula to detonate a bomb in a US-bound plane was in fact an agent who was playing the terrorist group. According to some reports, he was working for the CIA and the Saudi Arabians. Robert Baer, a former CIA officer, says he doubts the CIA was directly involved.
It's not credible that the CIA, you know, recruited somebody in this group in the remote mountains of Yemen, turned him, ran him, and the rest of it. It just doesn't make sense. It's too hard to do. In fact, it's impossible to do. So I think the most plausible story is the Saudis did this. They find a young man who's susceptible to become a suicide bomber. He has second doubts. They get family members. They intervene. They get the guy. They sit him down, tell him to change his mind. He agrees. They offer him protection. They run him back into Yemen. That's the way these things usually go down. But again, that's speculation.
So how should we read this? As a coup for the Saudis and the CIA, or should we be extremely worried by this?
Well, what disturbs me is, are there other bombs out there? Now, clearly, the group in Yemen knows that they've been had. I mean, they should have known it by now, but they've been had again, and what they tend to do is morph into a different security arrangement where they do find better people to do this. And I have to say, I just find it outrageous that this stuff has made it into the press. This is the kind of thing that doesn't help anybody.
Would there be any advantage in perhaps scaring the group by leaking the information?
No, the only way you can do this group is kill them. I mean, these people are believers. They assume that, mass casualties will change history. They'll get something out of it. You can call them psychopathic, you can call them anything you want, but they're not scared.
The bomb is said to be similar to, but more sophisticated than, the one which a Nigerian man stowed in his underwear and tried to blow up in a plane headed for Detroit on Christmas Day 2009. Security sources are quoted as saying that that and this latest device are thought to be the work of a man named Ibrahim Hassan al-Asiri, who's also said to have designed two bombs which were discovered in cargo planes destined for the US in 2010. It all makes for good reading. But there's anger in Washington over the apparent leaking of the information, which some Republicans are insinuating has been done to boost the president's security credentials. Congressman Peter King.
I've been briefed on this. As far as I know, this has not been in any way declassified by the CIA or by the administration. And it's really, to me, unfortunate that this has gotten out, because this could really interfere with operations overseas. And there's a really great concern that this got out.
As for the agent who apparently managed to fool the group considered one of the biggest current threats to American security, he's said to be safe somewhere in Saudi Arabia.
Barbara Miller.